Aaron,
yeah.
We have the handle. And do you know what they call poop?
No, what?
My family's stinky. He got stinky.
He makes stinky?
Did he once go in his pants when you were there?
No, but I think he did. Or is egging.
You smelled something?
I just smelled anything. Do that makes him a pee.
There's some extra for you, Joe.
Thanks a lot. I love it.
Go to your car. Look at my chair, I got a move to my heart.
I am my heart.
Right. So I still didn't understand why Laura doesn't go. Did you
understand?
Aaron bought drives a buggy and he didn't pee his pants. I don't like his, and he has a ball kind of underwear. I don't like to see the ball in front of him.
What kind of underwear?
Ball kind.
What's the ball kind, sweetie?
The one that the big ball shows up.
You mean you can see the penis of Aaron?
No, the ball of Aaron.
The ball of Aaron?
Yes, that's right.
And it bothered you to see the ball of Aaron?
Yes, I don't like to see it.
And so that's why you quit going to Karen's house?
Yes.
Well, what if Aaron kept his pants on? Then couldn't you go to Karen's house?
Yes, but sometimes he goes to the bathroom in his pants.
Well, but if you told Maureen that it bothered you to watch Aaron go to the bathroom, I'm sure that you wouldn't have to watch.
Well, mostly at lunchtime when he goes to school and he comes home at the middle of lunch.
Okay.
And if they have to cup falls, you have to put it right in the middle. That's why I...
Oh, if your cup falls...
You got to take it off again.
You mean if it falls on the floor?
Yes.
Did your cup fall?
Yes, and I had to pick it up and I took mine too. And if our cup falls, we don't have to pick it up.
And did you have a...
Did Maureen get annoyed when your cup fell?
No, nothing was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Did it break?
No, it wasn't glass.
And did you have a fight with her?
No.
Or did you cry?
No.
Did she make you go pick it up?
No.
Or you didn't pick it up?
No, she told me to.
And what did you say?
Okay.
But what do we do at our house if there's a spill or something falls?
I don't know.
Well, what do we do?
I want to go to the heart now. I don't want the rest of my eye.
You don't want the rest of your leaves? Well, maybe you want to offer them to someone who likes
what
them.
What the? Come back.
I'll get them for you.
Those are
artichokes?
Oh, yeah.
You want me to cut this for you?
I want a heart.
Good.
Look how much artichokes I ate.
So that's what happened, huh?
Yeah.
You dropped something.
I think it's all right to go visit
but
Karen.
But what if Karen dropped something?
She would have to pick it up.
And you know what? When I go to people's house and people get in trouble, I hate it. I hate to see people get in trouble.
Yes, it's very upsetting to see your friend get in trouble.
Did you see Karen get in trouble?
No, I saw Aaron get in trouble.
What did Aaron do?
Go to the bathroom with his pants.
Oh, but he got in trouble about it?
Yes, I
did. What did he get? The spanking?
No, he just had to clean it all up.
Who or pee?
Pee.
Was it upsetting to you to watch Aaron get in trouble? Is that what you're trying to say?
Should I cut this off for you now?
Yes.
You know, Laura, when you were learning to go to the potty and when you would deliberately go pee in your pants, I would ask you to clean it up too. Because I got tired of cleaning up pee-pee. Maybe Maureen is tired of cleaning up
pee-pee. How old is that?
Two.
We want some more artichokes.
This part doesn't taste good.
What part?
That's the heart.
That's the best part. That's the heart, my dear.
This part
is oh, no, not the fuzzy part. Maybe all the fuzzy part isn't all of yours.
The heart fuzzy part is and I want it off. Take all this fuzzy part off. I want all the fuzzy part off.
It's hard. I'm having trouble getting the fuzzy part off of mine.
I know. I had trouble getting mine off.
Maybe I didn't get it quite quick enough.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So So what do you think, Laura? Back to Aaron and Karen. Do you think you could visit one day now at their house again?
She has two small rooms. She has high-heeled shoes. What's so bad about high-heeled shoes?
That's front of her room.
How many pairs are there?
Two.
Oh. One for you and one for her.
And Aaron Bucky was in a bed, sleeping, having to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. You have to be quiet. Do you have to be quiet?
That's because Aaron stayed to the bed.
And now in the summer you can play outside. Do they have a backyard?
Yes.
Oh, of course, yes. A good one. Ugh. It sounds like you and Karen get to get into more mischief when you come to Laura's house than when you come to Karen's house. Is that true?
Yes, but the zero is just the mom.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't want this part.
Okay, give it to somebody else.
Doesn't taste good, you'll see.
Can I have a bite?
Take it.
Tastes good.
Artichoke heart and banana?
Do you have the whole thing? Is the whole thing, Daddy?
Did I give it all to Johanna? Yes.
I wonder what Ford talked about.
He's going to Europe.
Oh, that's probably what he talked
about. Then I'm going to cook it in Ireland.
Talk about energy.
Talk about what?
The energy, because they didn't pass an energy bill. They're all... Congress didn't agree on an energy bill.
Mm-hmm.
And he delayed raising a tariff.
I think he was going to raise the gasoline prices at the pump. That's what I heard on, you know, these little news capsule things. He was going to announce a... Oh, hurt me. I buy a lot of gasoline.
Because you've got to warm up so long.
That's right. I need a gallon.
Today, she was backing down the hill. Down.
After warming the car up for 5 full minutes.
Mm-mm. More than that. 10. Between 5 and 10 minutes. Stall, stall. Did it stall while you were turning?
Yep.
How many minutes did it take you to get it started?
I got it started.
But
I now make a right turn in the morning with my flasher going. I wait till it's 100% clear. Guys, I really love it. Can I have a few slices of that oak cheese?
Oh, of
course. Just pass it to me and I'll slice it.
I know. I don't know how to slice good.
You don't?
Mm-hmm.
How was school today, Joe?
Good.
Her school was good.
I can't understand.
Remember, this felt like Monday. Because Lisa wasn't there. How about it was Monday? It's Sydney. My banana, part of it's rotten.
Now, Joanna, could I have an onion roll with some onion on it? Choose one that has the onion on it.
Here.
Thank you. I like that.
I gave you one with lots of onions.
Mm-hmm. So I spent the whole day, I thought I'd got that whole paper written on syntactic determinants of recall.
Tell me how to spell it, I'll type it for you. I'm a great typer, because I learned how to type upstairs in the lab.
When?
We didn't go there.
When?
We go upstairs to the lab.
Your whole class?
Or just you?
No. 15 or 20 kids at once.
Uh-huh.
For half an hour. But we only do that sometimes. We don't do it always. Now, Mommy, like a few days ago I told you I can type the ABCs and the number.
Mm-hmm.
I can type a little poem or something.
Good.
I typed a little poem. I typed a little poem on Friday. I think I remember what it said, but let me think and I'll tell you. Yeah, I do. Listen, Mommy. Okay. And please don't pick your hair while you're listening. It goes, it's a sweet, it's about people and love. When people love each other, people get married. And every person in this world may love someone or may not, but every person in this world has a friend, and the friend in that world has that friend to be along with, to get along with. And so they, all the people in the world live happily ever after. Everybody has a friend. You've got a friend. I've got lots of friends. Everybody's got one special friend, one special family.
Do you have some special friends? Who are your special friends?
Mrs. Donut.
Uh-huh.
She's been my teacher all year.
Mm-hmm. Almost all year. Mommy, oh, guess what page I'm on in my spelling book? I'm in the 70s, almost to 80.
Look at my banana.
It's gone, isn't it? Don't leave the peel where someone can trip on it, please.
And then we'll make it into
Chucky threw his banana. That's what happened. Chucky threw his banana peel over to the yard and was running and slipped on his banana peel.
So what are you doing, Laura?
What is it?
I don't know. It's a Chucky banana peel. Remember Chucky Wucky, that toy Chucky Wucky?
Yeah. Yes. Well, clean your self-cover. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Up here, baby.
I want one little piece of cheese. Bang, bang, bang. See, it won't come.
No.
What?
See, it won't like it.
That's how it cuts, Joe. Very thin.
Why don't you finish me off?
Here, go where it's fat. Go up here. On the top.
What?
Was
Chucky Wucky.
Go to school.
Chucky Wucky. Come over. Chucky Wucky. Chucky Wucky.
So I have to do three more questions. So to answer three more questions, one of which I really have no data on, the other two
I
don't
have
to answer.
Say is right, like, what is love? Love is a family, so that's all I have to do.
The same question I'm being asked, unfortunately, is not what is love.
Do you know something like that? Like, I want to ask you a question, and you say, what's the question? And I say, you know, right. Say something. Okay, alright, that's right.
Yeah.
My
friend?
Yeah.
Who
lives down the street and comes to our house? Yeah. He doesn't like all the sweets. He doesn't like ice cream, doesn't like cookies,
good for
doesn't like cake, doesn't like candy, doesn't like any of those stuff.
Great.
He is thin.
He's smart. He's a Laura, why are you such an evil Knievel?
Bad. I thought it was sad.
Me too, I thought it was sad and bad.
Why was it bad?
Because he hurt himself.
It was sad because he hurt himself.
I know. The children probably started crying.
No. You think so?
No.
I thought it was scary.
That's sad too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was sad because of his pride, Joanna.
What was his pride?
His feeling to not give up.
He
tried something that was too hard and he didn't make it and he felt bad about it.
You know what?
What?
It was amazing that he could walk with only two people.
Yes, he was really hurt. It wasn't
his back. He couldn't bend it.
Mm-hmm. Like we could. And for real, that happened.
Yes, for real, it happened. You
for personal language, it happened, right, Sue? Hmm? For personal language?
For what?
For